David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 170. Okay, we're on the same subject as the last two dollops. I hope you're enjoying this investigation. Things are starting to hot up, my friends. The last two dollops have featured an old reel-to-reel recording. My friend Ben went to a car boot sale in Scarborough, purchased an old reel-to-reel player. No idea why. I think he might have just broken up with a girlfriend or something, and his weird form of retail therapy. I know it's all the stereotypes. You know, women break up with someone, they get a handbag or some clothes or whatever. Buy some chocolate. Yeah. I know that's a stereotype, but men, reel-to-reel players. It's normally what happens, isn't it? I know it's, again, adhering to the old stereotype, but that's what happened on this occasion. Ben did the whole just broken up with someone, best buy a reel-to-reel player gambit. I think the youth of today do the similar thing, only with mini displays. Break up with someone, get a mini display. He brought this reel-to-reel player home, and he discovered, unexpectedly, there was a tape in the box. And we've been featuring that recording for the last 2 days on the dollops. The first bit we noticed, music from the records and from the radio from 1962. Then, the sounds of a family. We got many of their names. We also discovered it was New Year's Eve at some point. There were a few references that dated it after 1962. For instance, Dad's Army. So we knew that this recording was after 1968. But then, later on in the recording, there was music from 1970. And then there was a reference to Apollo 14, 1971. But I want to track down this family. I've got names of people. Auntie Audrey. Auntie Shishi, maybe short for Sheila. A crazy Italian called Joe. Ken. I think he's got a pretty good singing voice. Good sense of humour. Nana. Not sure on the name, unless it is a name. Named after the dog from Peter Pan, maybe. And there was a baby in there as well, which we think might be called David. So we were brought into this party, and we were listening to their jokes and their songs, and I found it, I hope you did as well, moving and uplifting. But also, hopefully like me, you've got the bit in between your teeth, and you want to find out who this family are. Can we track them down? Well, there's been developments, maybe, in that regard. But first, just in case you're interested, there was a bit of music that we couldn't identify. Shazam would not identify it when I Shazammed it. Google wouldn't get the lyrics.
Gotta see baby tonight. Gotta be baby tonight. You gotta see your baby or else baby you don't see your baby at all.
Then I got a message from David. Not baby David. Not the one from the recording. You think, my goodness, that is a development. David is a dollop listener. So strange to hear me screaming in the kitchen, he writes. No, it wasn't there. He says, I'm not sure, but that voice, to me, sounds like bowler hat sporting, striped waistcoat wearing, traditional jazz player and clarinetist, Aka Bilk. So, the reason I couldn't find it is because the song is called You Gotta See Your Baby Tonight, and I'd gone, you've got to. So I hadn't come up, so I found the song. Here it is.
Gotta see baby tonight. It's gotta be baby tonight. You gotta see baby or else baby you don't see your baby at all.
So it's a bit slower than the one that we've heard on the recording, but I think the reason for that is because the one that we've heard is a live version for a radio show, which is probably why it wouldn't Shazam. So there we go. First mystery solved. We've got that song now, Aka Bilk. You gotta see your baby. So, throughout the entire recording for the last 2 days, I've been listening intently and stopping the recording every single time I heard a name. Every single time I heard a name, stop the recording, put that on the list of people. That might help us track them down. Names, vitally important. There was a point in the recording. Nobody else has pointed this out. We've had quite a few people listening to this. No one has pointed this out to me. I missed maybe the best clue that we had. I completely missed it. I didn't even give mention to it. And what I'm referring to is this bit of the recording here.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to present a day at the rail race. Taking part in this play is Stephen Mainprize, David Cooper, Janet Ness, Dawn Roper and Lindsay Watson.
How could I possibly miss that? Names. Names. Not only first names, but second names. We've got the first and the surname of people. There's two boys there. So we know that it's likely that their names haven't changed. More difficult to track down girls. But presumably he's practicing. He's recording himself, maybe practicing his introduction for this class play. And he's introducing the other people that he's in the play with. Chances are he puts his own name at the top. Stephen Mainprize. This is such a good opportunity. I thought, well, what I can do is I can now go on Facebook. I can find people called Stephen Mainprize and David Cooper living in the Scarborough area or who come from the Scarborough area. Get in touch with them and say, I know this is a little bit odd, and try and explain the situation about the reel-to-reel player and the recording. And I googled Stephen Mainprize. The first result that comes up in Google is Main Prize Upholstery. And in the little brief bit of description that you get on that Google search, it comes up with Steve Main Prize Upholstery. The company has been established for over 35 years. We provide a professional service for our customers throughout the... dot, dot, dot. That dot, dot, dot is pretty important. I need to know where. Bearing in mind, all I've done is just type Stephen Main Prize into Google. So it could be anywhere in the UK, anywhere in the world. So I click on the result. We provide a professional service for our customers throughout the Scarborough and surrounding areas. And that is as far as I've got. Because at that point, I thought, I've got to start recording this. My heartbeat quickened. How are we onto something here? I mean, it's a pretty coincidence, isn't it? A Stephen Main Prize who lives in Scarborough. Now, it's called Main Prize Upholstery. They've been going for over 35 years. It's 2016 now. 35 years ago, 1981. And I come to the conclusion that this recording, or this bit of the recording, comes from 1971. Because the next bit of the recording goes...
3, 2, 1. We have liftoff. All stations go. We have liftoff. Apollo 14 has taken off safely.
He mentions Apollo 14. It was January the 31st, 1971. When Apollo 14 launched. So chances are this is 1971 when this recording is made. So it's not unreasonable to imagine that he is the Stephen Main Prize. I mean, his dad might have had it beforehand. If his dad is Ken, which it may be, I don't know. Ken is one of the characters who I think is the owner of the reel-to-reel player. These are just hunches, just from what I'm gleaning. But let's say that Stephen Main Prize is the son of Ken. Maybe Ken set the business up first, then Stephen took over. Or maybe Stephen set up the business when he was 20. Or maybe he was a bit older when he made this recording. He might have been 12 or 13. I'm going to have to get in contact with this person. I'm just reading the testimonials that they've got on their page. There's one which says, fantastic. That's it. And there's another one which says, it's great. And that's it. That's over 35 years there. Maybe I shouldn't get in contact with them. Maybe I should just go to Scarborough. Would that be more exciting? Wouldn't it be more exciting to go tomorrow to Scarborough, find this place, walk in and say, I've got a tape here. Walk in with the reel-to-reel player and the tape and just say, right, listen to this. Is this your dad? And you might go, yeah, yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, it is. Or it might be, what the bloody hell are you doing? Get out of my shop, you weirdo. Walking into a shop with a reel-to-reel player. Is this your dad? No. All right, sorry to have bothered you. Back on the train at Sheffield. It says on the website, please contact us with your requirements and we will be only too happy to meet your needs. Well, Stephen Main Prize, I have a need. My need is to find out whether you are the Stephen Main Prize who is the voice on this recording, to find out who your family are and whether I've found who I'm looking for. Oh, and while I'm at it, Stephen, I'm also looking for an armchair. Okay, there's nothing on the website that gives me any more clues that I can find. And at the age of Stephen Main Prize, if he's 60, we've got the wrong person, haven't we? I need to find Stephen Main Prize in Scarborough on Facebook. I don't know if he's on Facebook. Okay, I found on Facebook a Stephen Main Prize in Cottingham, but that's 40 miles away from Scarborough, so I don't think I can see his age. It won't tell me that. His privacy settings won't allow me to see his age. Okay, I found a Stephen Main Prize, Kingston upon Hull. Damn, he was born in 1991. Not him. Okay, Steve Main Prize, who went to Filey Secondary School. Filey's not very far from Scarborough. Oh my goodness. He went to Filey High School in 1975. I think we might have got the wrong person. Okay, there's a chance it might not be our upholsterer. It's a chance it may not be our upholsterer after all. What an emotional rollercoaster this is, eh? I don't know whether people are listening to this now going, this is, he's gone mad. He used to do, like, humorous posts and things, you know, he used to be good. Now he's just sitting on a computer looking for someone. We're not even bothered who it is. He's I hope you're interested anyway. So it may not be the upholsterer. It may still be the upholsterer, but I don't know how old he is. This, in a way, is looking more likely. Filey. Okay, Ben's coming in. What? My goodness, Ben.
Yeah.
So, I googled Stephen Main Prize.
Yeah.
The first result that came up.
Yeah.
Main Prize upholsterer, 35 years it's been going for, roughly. Throughout the Scarborough and so area. First thing, I found it. I've got the contact details, so it might be him. But then,
that's crazy,
I found, but then I looked on Facebook and I couldn't find a Facebook thing associated with him.
No.
Anyway, I've done a search and I found a few people in like Cottingham and that kind of thing, Kingston upon Hull. There's a one in Filey, He was in high school since 1975. Mm. Well, if that's high school, that sounds like a voice from primary school or something, doesn't it?
Mm.
So that suggests it could be. And finally, he's not very far away from Scarborough.
But I actually went to a car boot, which was probably in Filey or near Filey, actually. I seem to remember.
On the one, but on the recording, you say Scarborough. I say you went to a car boot in Scarborough. I think, actually, I'm not sure.
Well, to be fair, I mean, it's Filey and Scarborough are so close. It's a 10-minute drive, so I mean, it's...
Yeah, exactly. So chances are... This could be the person. Unfortunately, his privacy settings, because the one in Cottingham, his privacy settings really like locked down.
Yeah.
This one, he's telling us quite a bit. So the reel-to-reel player.
Yeah.
Do you actually know where that is?
It's either up in that cupboard there, or it's somewhere in the loft.
All right.
I don't know. Just have a quick look and see if I can just see it. Yeah, here it is.
Oh, you found it.
Yeah. It says on the top, Fidelity.
I didn't have had a name
made
written on it.
England, British made by Fidelity Radio Limited.
Owned by Main Prize. That'd be good, wouldn't it? We could take a DNA sample. Yes, that's Stephen Main Prize.
Just have a look, see if there's anything to tell. So tape 1-8, actually it says. Tape 1-8 in brackets.
Is that not the 8 inches?
Yeah, probably. No, it's got 8 in like inverted.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of like single.
Tape 1 of 8. I'm going to find the others. This is.
Yeah. Braemar, it says, yeah. Braemar. It's obviously the model. It said on the bottom it's made.
Fidelity Radio.
Fidelity Radio in England. And it's.
Wow.
If you search for that, you can probably find out what year it was made.
Oh, interesting. He's friends with Charlie Mainprize. Charlie wasn't one of the people on the thing. If we saw David Mainprize, then we might have thought, well, David was his brother who featured on the recording. Ken Mainprize, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for a Ken, maybe. Les Robson? I mean, I doubt that's Leslie, is it? His friends are someone called Les Robson. Leslie was one of the characters. Uncle Leslie. Could it be? Oh, my goodness. Okay. It doesn't mean anything necessarily, but I've just found he's friends with someone called David Mainprize. It's obviously his brother. He's got a brother called David Mainprize. But I can now click on David Mainprize, who may be the baby. If he's younger than Stephen Mainprize. Now, let's have a think. Let's look at this, right? David Mainprize was screaming in the kitchen as a baby. 1969, 1970, 1971 maybe at the latest. Possibly, likely to have been New Year's Eve 1970. So we're looking for someone who was born 1970. I'm clicking on David Mainprize. Damn! It doesn't tell me his age! Ah! It doesn't tell me his age. He hasn't shared those privacy settings. Damn him. Cody Mainprize, I found. Could she have been the one who was singing My Sweet Lord?
I really want to see you.
I think that's where we're going to have to leave it for now. But by tomorrow, I will have contacted Stephen Mainprize Upholstery, and I will contact Stephen Mainprize from Filey and see whether these recordings have got anything to do with either of those two people. I could also contact David Mainprize as well. I think I might do that. Maybe we're getting somewhere. In the meantime, the dollop will continue to circulate and maybe people will have more clues, more ideas, and maybe even know who the family are. Maybe recognise something. So thank you very much for listening and I'll be back tomorrow.
Taking part in this play, Stephen Mainprize.